Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Two new surveys show the race is tightening ahead of Saturday's federal election. The latest Roy Morgan figures have Labor's lead over the coalition dropping by 6 points. Two-party preferred, Labor is in front 53-47%, while primary support for both parties is tied at 34%. Meantime, a Resolve strategic survey has the primary vote for Labor dipping to 31%. The coalition is up 1 point to 34%. Telephone voting is being set up by the Electoral Commission to ensure West Aussies who are isolating after testing positive for COVID-19 can vote on Saturday, while those who want to complete a postal vote have until 6 o'clock tonight to register. The family of a Perth woman who died while waiting for an ambulance is demanding answers. The 80-year-old passed away on Sunday morning, 2 hours after calling 000 about chest pains. Her son Paul has told Nine News he's devastated.
The agony she must have been in, just all alone, no one to be with her. The answers need to be found.
At the time, the service was down about 40% of its workforce due to COVID-19. A review has been launched by St John's. And a 19-year-old woman has become the youngest Australian to climb Mount Everest. Gabby Canizay and her mother reached the summit in the early hours of Saturday morning. In sport, Shannon Hearn and Josh Kennedy won't be on the plane to Sydney for this weekend's clash between the Eagles and the Giants. Skipper Luke Shuey and Andrew Gaff will be tested at training this week. While Fremantle's Alex Pearce is racing the clock to be fit for Sunday's clash against Collingwood after suffering an ankle strain last weekend, coach Justin Longmuir has told Seven News he is improving.
We expect him to progress and be able to main train or at least do something at main train and put his hand up for selection, hopefully.
Michael Walters and Sam Swakowski are also a chance to return.
Listener.